ninth verse of the first chapter of John's Gospel. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We don't have to spend our little time together today in weighing and distinguishing and differentiating between our goodnesses and our badnesses, because we are all, by nature, entirely and altogether sinful and bad, and can claim nothing good of ourselves as something from ourselves. Our many beliefs, or all beliefs, or unbeliefs, our lack of respect for God and His name and His word, our failure to pray, our smugness, sloth, sloppiness, spontaneous gripe, provide evidence enough that there is something terribly and damnably wrong with us, even though we must go to the Holy Scriptures to learn the real nature of our lawlessness and temporal and spiritual misery, which we so justly deserve as a punishment for. To put it bluntly, as the formula of Concord does, this means that in the sight of God, original sin, like a spiritual leprosy, has thoroughly and entirely poisoned and corrupted human nature. On account of this corruption, and because of the fall of the first man, our nature and person is under the accusation and condemnation of the law of God, so that we are by nature children of wrath, of death, and of damnation, unless this is the point where our text needs to be loudly said and clearly heard: "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Unless we are redeemed from this state through Christ's merit. And we are most certainly redeemed by a lamb, that is, by a sacrificial victim, redeemed by the sacrificial victim provided by God, and therefore designated the Lamb of God, or Amnos to Zehu, redeemed by the God-provided sacrificial victim who is both man and God. Or, as our text reports, John saw Jesus come to him. Jesus the man. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Mary, and, as it was thought, of Joseph. Yet just a few verses later, in verse 34, it is reported that John said, I have borne witness that this is the Son of God. Redeemed by the God-provided, God-man sacrificial victim, who in and of himself is without spot or blemish of sin, who nevertheless bears as his own and thus takes away the sin of the world. As the ram caught in the thicket was offered up by Abraham for a burnt offering in the place of his son Isaac, so was this Lamb of God offered up on the cross in our place and as our substitute. As the blood of the unblemished year-old male lamb saved the firstborn Israelites from the angel of death in the night of the initial Passover, so does the blood of the Lamb of God save us from the plague of spiritual death, both now and in the day of judgment. this is a lamb, not only for Isaac, not only for the firstborn, not only for one nation, but as Tiffany Tide makes clear, this is a lamb for the world. All we like has gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like the lamb that is led to slaughter and like the sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And does the prophet say this? Ask the Ethiopian eunuch of Jesus of Nazareth. The Word made flesh, the light to lighten the Gentiles, the Messiah, which translated means the Christ, suffered and rose again from the dead the third day, in whose name repentance and forgiveness of sins